name is Chris Johnson, and I am not good at many things. It's just a fact. I remember one time, like way back in the day, I don't even remember what the fuck this was. Like in what capacity this was. It feels like a school environment, but I'm not quite convinced it was that. Maybe it was. Maybe it was like a psychology class or some shit, because I took a couple psych classes. You know what I think it might have been? Might have been like adolescent psychology. But anyway, fucking point is, the professor was asking like what people in the room were fucking good at. Like, you know, can you sing? Can you dance? Shit like that. And you know, like occasionally somebody would raise their fucking hand. And he was like, well, interestingly enough, like if you go to a fucking room full of like 4-year-olds and if you say like, can you sing? Like everybody's going to put their hands up. Can you dance? Everybody's going to put their fucking hands up. I've never fucking forgotten that, because I've always thought like, well, kids think that because there are no like levels of doing with a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like if you ask an adult if they can sing, they're going to think like, well, am I good? Like, as Chris Johnson can sing, like, I'm capable of doing the activity, but, like, I think about it if somebody asks me if I could sing, am I fucking good at it? The answer is gonna be no. Same thing with, like, dancing. Can my white ass dance? I'm sure, technically, yes, but no. 4-year-old didn't give two fucks about that. 4-year-old's just gonna fucking gyrate around. They don't give two shits. They'll fucking scream the ABCs or the alphabet or whatever the fuck it is that they're singing. When I think back to that, I think, like, Chris Johnson just knows what he's legitimately good at. Maybe 4-year-old me would be fucking excited about all the stuff that I'm capable of. Adult me, I'm not too impressed. I mean, I'm impressed with me. I fucking like me. But like in terms of like my overall skill set, I'm an average guy. But one thing I'm very good at is showing up. I can fucking show up someplace now. I think showing up is probably like the thing that I'm best at. I've never missed a family party. That's not true, but I usually don't miss family parties. If my buddies are fucking scheduling something, you know, and it's Gonzo and the judge, they reach out, they say like, we're gonna be here. I'll fucking be there. Chris Johnson will show up. But within that, within the act of showing up, there's a problem. Because while I will show up, the question is, when the fuck am I going to get there? I'd like to get there on time, but the fact of the matter is, I don't really think I'm very punctual. There's many reasons for that. I think like 50% can be just chalked up to, I don't give a fuck. You go to a family party, they're like, well, it starts at 4:30. Motherfucker, I'll be there at 5 or 5:30. When the fuck is the food going to be there? I'll be there when I need to be there. Dentist appointment, most motherfuckers make me wait anyway. Why do I have to be there right at 10? I can walk in at 10:03. Who gives a shit? I'm not like happy about it. I feel kind of bad. But at the same time, like, I don't really give a fuck about going to the dentist. Work, my ass had fucking work on time. I tell you that. When I work from home, I'm there on time. When I worked at an actual office or, you know, physical place, location, I made sure my ass was there. Yeah, there are some times where you maybe you're a little late, running late, traffic, terrible weather, shit like that. But for the most part, my ass was there. I think a big part of the reason why I am late places isn't because like I'm not like planning shit. Like I'll look at the app, Google Maps, and it'll be like, okay, it'll take me 20 minutes to get there. So if I have to be there by 5, I can leave at 4:40. Here's the problem though. I have 4:40 in my mind. I have to leave at 4:40. So then I start doing whatever the fuck. I look at the clock. I'm like, oh, 4:40, I gotta go. But I ain't ready to go. I gotta like fucking prepare myself to leave. I never factor in preparation time. So if I gotta leave at 4:40, I probably should get ready at like 4:20. Cause I know me. I'm gonna dick around. I'm gonna fucking look at fucking social media. I'm gonna glance at sports scores. I'm gonna talk to my fucking cat. I'm gonna sit on the couch and realize like, motherfucker, you gotta get going here. Like I'm just gonna do those things. I know I'm gonna do all of those things. But I never factor that time in. One, because I never have any idea how the fuck long that's gonna last. And two, because like, it's just never on my mind. Like my normal everyday bullshit is never on my mind. It's just something that's a part of me. I went for a run today at the gym and I thought to myself, like, I'd like to maybe get like 6 miles in. I'm just thinking like, okay, I did a couple hours of overtime, which is awesome when you work from home because you just fucking flip the laptop on. I'm done at 5. The gym closes at 8. Maybe I'll grab some food, do whatever the fuck and, you know, get there like 7:30, maybe run for like 6 miles. I think I said 7:30, but like 6:30, whatever the fuck. So I'm thinking all this shit through in my head. Thinking about that, leaving at 6:30. But then like I did what I always do. I'm just dicking around. I'm like, oh fuck. Then like it takes me 20 minutes to leave. Then I leave at like 6:50 and then I get like 5 miles in, which is fine. But like I can never plan that stuff out. That stuff, it's just, I wish I could start planning that. Like maybe I'll try to start planning that. The only time I plan it, in all honesty, is when I'm doing an actual race. I've built that into race time. If I have a fucking race, the Turkey Trot was at 9 a.m. I just plan that it'll take me like 40 fucking minutes from the time my alarm goes off, from the time I'm going out the door. Like, I know 40 minutes sounds fucking crazy because I'm not doing anything. I'm just getting dressed, having like a roll and butter and leaving the house. But it's gonna take me 40 minutes. Trust me, it's gonna take me fucking 40 minutes to get going. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I just need to kill that time. I need to kill it. Cause I'm like flying solo. But when I was married, like usually like my ex would be on my ass. Like, hey, we gotta get going. Let's go. God damn it. Like, oh fuck. Okay, let's do it then. But then we get there early and I get pissed. So then I start rebelling. Maybe wait an extra 10 minutes. Listen, I know we're gonna get there early. Why the fuck you wanna get there early? What are we going to do there early? I don't want to talk to these people early. If there's going to be a bunch of assholes there that I don't know, I want more assholes there, not less assholes there. If there are less assholes there are less assholes for these assholes to talk to. Then the assholes might talk to me. If there's more assholes there's more chance that those assholes talk to other assholes. That's just fucking math. So I'm not really sure like how to remedy this situation. I'm aware of the problem, which is good, but I think I've been aware of it for a while. But today I'm just like thinking to myself like, motherfucker, you always do this. You never plan for like how long it's going to take your ass to get ready and actually fucking leave. But I always think like, dude, I can just get up, put my coat on and go, but I never fucking do that. For some reason, I'm incapable of doing that. But anyway, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every single episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck. I'm on Twitter, that's at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Instagram, that is at maybe the number 5 minutes. A lot of hot fucking photos and videos there. And I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline as well, so you can catch the shit there.